climate change is transforming Wisconsin's agricultural landscape. Weather events like extreme rain, wetter springs and falls, warming winters and hotter summers, and droughts are some of the impacts, according to the Wisconsin Initiative on Climate Change Impacts. With the annual UN Climate Change Conference about to kick off in Brazil, WUWM is looking at attitudes towards climate change in Wisconsin. We're talking to people whose jobs or hobbies put them up close and personal with the outdoors. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell has this story about how farmers view the issue.
A survey earlier this year of more than 900 farmers across Wisconsin found that a majority are concerned about climate change. The survey was from the University of Wisconsin-Madison Soil Health and Agroecological Living Lab, or SHAL. Michael Bell is a professor of community and environmental sociology and co-lead of SHAL.
This has become such a polarized issue, often quite politicized in that polarization. And we had expected that fewer farmers would be concerned about climate change than said they were. But we had 56% of the sample said that they believe climate change is happening. 26% believe it is not happening. And 18% are unsure.
He says the survey did not ask what reasons farmers had to believe climate change was happening or not, but
farmers are very close to the consequences of this. It affects what your business is as to, for example, not just whether it's getting warmer in the sense of global warming, but the other consequences of climate change too, which is more frequent intense rainfalls, which can have huge effects on a farm.
Les Danielson is a fourth-generation dairy and grain farmer in Chippewa County. He agrees with Bell's assessment.
When you have some of these larger rain events, let's say 4 inches plus at any one time, it can really be damaging to our fields if we don't have a good crop growing on them. If we've just planted corn or soybeans and they haven't gotten very high up yet, or if they haven't sprouted, you'll end up with a lot more erosion. So 1 or 2 inch rain is what we're used to. But if you get 3, 4, 5 inches at a time, you know, we've had 2 5.5 inch rains here over the last, let's say 6 years. That does an exponential amount of damage.
Danielson grows nearly 700 acres of corn, soybeans, and alfalfa. He says while he wouldn't pin climate change as the driver of one storm in particular,
certainly the frequency and the number we've had, I think, is pointing that something is different than it used to be.
To adapt to some of the changes, Danielson says one of the practices he's incorporated is cover cropping. That's when farmers plant crops to cover the soil rather than for the purpose of being harvested. Cover crops help manage erosion, soil fertility, and quality, in addition to other benefits. Michael Slattery, a farmer in Manitowoc County, does this too. He also incorporates a practice called no-till, a technique for growing crops without disturbing the soil through tillage. I met Slattery at his farm. He grows 220 acres of corn, soybeans, wheat, and snap beans. He led me toward the soybean fields that have recently been harvested.
This is your soybean straw. Oh, and see this? This is my cover crop coming up.
Slattery says that extreme rain events have a huge effect on his crops.
Not this year, but last year on my snap beans, we had so much rain that I only got maybe a fifth of what I usually get in my harvest. And the basic reason is that for snap beans, they don't grow well with wet feet. You know, so I mean, just constantly wet, so the plants didn't grow tall enough that the beans could have been harvested.
But if there is an upside to the warming weather, Slattery says it's that the growing season is longer.
10, 15 years ago, the frost, you get your first frost somewhere in September. Probably around mid-late September. Now here we are almost the end of October, and it only started frosting maybe a week or so ago. So the growing season is longer. We can plant earlier in the spring, we can harvest later in the fall. And the weather, I mean, like this year, we just have bountiful yields.
Slattery says some years the impacts of climate change are a mixed bag. But he says climate change is real, and he's seeing the effects of it every year on his farm. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.